Hello, Felix Bird. Welcome to 95BFM.
Hello, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
How are you doing in sunny Tamaki Makaurau? Oh,
good. It's so much better weather up here.
Because you came up from Wellington.
Yeah.
Did you fly or drive?
Big trip with Evie.
Oh, yeah.
Just shared the drive, like 4 hours each.
State Highway 1?
Yeah, the whole way.
Straight through.
Yeah.
Did you stop anywhere?
Where do we stop? We stopped in Bulls at McDonald's. And
sick.
Then
I love Bulls.
Yeah, and then we swapped over in Taupo, and then just from there nonstop all the way up.
Well, you're here now. Did you get in this morning or yesterday?
Yesterday. Wait, no, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Came up, gave ourselves a bit of time to kind of get ourselves sorted.
Have you been doing anything in town?
We haven't really come into the city much. We've been staying up in Ōrewa.
Oh, sick.
Which has been really nice.
Yeah. Have a swim?
Not yet. Oh, no, yes.
Yeah.
We did.
Good. Obviously memorable.
So busy lately.
And you're here because you're playing Public Bar tonight.
Yeah, super excited.
Tell us about the show. What can we expect?
Good vibes.
Yeah.
You can expect sets from Benjamin Mack and Jack Bromwich, his last set as a Tamaki Makaurau based artist.
Yeah.
And a bunch of new songs from me and the band. It's going to be nice.
And there's some merch I've got sitting in front of me. CD?
Yeah. Got a disc of the new EP.
Amazing.
Which is out on Bandcamp, Blue Car Plus House.
Yeah.
And then got some older CDs of the album from last year and some cool posters that Evie's made.
Mean. Well, for people maybe, and we're going to play one of your new songs, Tie the Tie, soon. But before we do, can you explain your sound a little bit to people that maybe aren't familiar with your work? What does Felix Bird sound like?
Alternative adjacent is what I've got written in my artist bio. So I'd go somewhere along the lines of kind of indie rock, alternative kind of style music. A lot of influence from kind of similar Kiwi artists, Saltwater Criminals, Awning, that kind of
Awning's
vibe.
Great.
I'm super into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, really sick. What about, what else inspires you? What are the bands or any time periods that influence you?
A lot of that 90s kind of Pavement vibe and like shoegazy kind of influences as well. Like My Bloody Valentine. Who else? I don't know. Like all of that kind of scene, LSD and The Search for God, I get a lot of influence from them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you sort of start getting into that kind of genre?
Maybe a few years ago, I kind of stumbled across it in my last year of high school, and it kind of clicked. I came from Tauranga originally, and everyone there's just listening to drum and bass and whatever.
Oh, you're from Tauranga?
Yeah, and then moved down for uni.
Yeah. Was Wellington kind of eye-opening?
Yeah, it definitely introduced me into more music that I feel connected to, which is really good.
What's the creative scene like there, like down there for you? Do you have sort of musical community or mates or?
A lot of my friends, we're all kind of under this label that Evie and Thomas run called Glasshead. And it's just, there's like 6 or so artists on there. And then there's like a wider community of just all our friends who do music, and we just hang out, write, just go to each other's gigs. And it's great. And then there's other kind of scenes like Goose Garden and Swamp Soul, which are like the other two kind of promotional kind of people down there. And we're all kind of getting together and mixing it up, doing gigs together. It's good.
Yeah, Wellington feels like a bit of a creative hotbed at the moment. There's so much good music coming out. It's quite amazing. What else is good about the capital? What do you do? Where do you go? How do you spend your days?
Quite a few of them at Raglan Roast, the coffee shop.
Yeah.
A lot of people go down there, get a flat white, do some work. Cheap coffee, good coffee. Always playing kind of jazz house, nice working vibe songs. Or, I don't know, just kind of hanging out with friends, walking around the place.
Yeah. Where are your favourite gig venues?
I reckon it's got to be San Fran. And the Two Meows, my favourites. I work at Meo Nui on the Doors, and it's just such a beautiful building. It's real cool. And, the stage at Meow is just great. It's like a library on the background.
Oh.
bookshelves everywhere. It's real cool.
Have there been any memorable gigs from the past year that you've seen down there in Wellington, anywhere?
At Meow, I saw Awning last year, and that was just so good. It was the first time I got to see them, and I found them off their new album, 2 months before the gig, and I was just all over it. It was just, perfect timing. I was super, super into them, and then they were coming, and it was just such a good time.
Planets,
it was real good.
Planets aligning.
Yeah.
What other albums have you had on High Rotate recently?
I've had a bit of MJ Lenderman, the Manning Fireworks on repeat lately. Definitely the Awning one. That's probably my top listen one. And there's this dude from, I think, Portland called Quickly Quickly. He used to be a lo-fi artist, and he's come out with this alternative indie kind of thing. And it's really, really good. It's called I Heard That Noise.
Cool.
It's really good.
What are some of your other high rotations? Favorite album of all time? Can you give it to me? Is that a really mean question?
It's a bit mean, but
it's quite
I'll get there. Shoot.
Oh, I'm so awful.
it's a big question.
Okay, so you can think about that. Let's talk about how long have you been playing music for? Because you're quite young still. How old are you?
I'm 20.
20.
21 this year.
Oh. Big one. And yeah. When did you start playing music? Has this been going your whole life, or did you pick it up at high school? How did you come to it?
Majority of my life, I would say. In 2015, I would have been year five, second to last year of primary school.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Ezra, who's the drummer of Park Flyers, he was learning drums for a while, a couple of years, and he was like, let's do a band, let's do it. And then just got together with a bunch of my mates at lunchtime. We're just banging our lunch boxes and just hollering around.
This
and
is then, in year five.
Yeah, in primary school. And then 2 weeks later, me and a few of my mates, I played ukulele at the time.
Yeah.
Just kind of formed a primary school band.
Oh my God.
It was real cool. Yeah.
Cool. And you just kept going. You're still friends.
I loved it. Yeah.
What was your sort of instrumentational evolution from the ukulele? Where'd you go from there?
I stayed on 4 strings and I went to the bass.
Yeah.
Which was a very long instrument to learn with short little intermediate school arms.
Yeah.
But it was good. And then in year 9, I picked up the guitar and then kind of just kept playing from there with a bit of keyboard on the side the kind of whole way through.
And
was good.
What about vocals and sort of songwriting? How did you come to that? What was that sort of process like for you?
I could sing okay, and no one else in the band wanted to, and I was kind of I guess I'll give it a crack.
It's always like that, eh?
Yeah, I kind of almost got forced into it in a way, and then just didn't have lessons, just wrote lyrics about whatever for years, and then kind of started writing my own music a bit more outside of being in bands, and halfway through high school, and kind of started focusing more on the words and how I want to say them. And then, I don't know, in the last few years, I've started looking way more into kind of poetic lyrics and using kind of different phrasing rather than just saying exactly what I mean.
Mm.
And it's, yeah, I think it's cool. Evie got me a poem book for Christmas, and I've read it almost entirely now. And there's so many good inspirations and just little lines that I can just pick through and just put into my own words.
Yeah,
real good.
A lot of sort of synergy with the two mediums. What's your recording process like? Are you DIY?
Yeah, pretty DIY.
Talk us through that.
Well, for the latest EP, I was back home in Tauranga, and Ezra's old drum kit just sits at my house where we used to practice. I kind of pulled it out and found a SingStar mic in the op shops the day before.
Really?
And just bought up one mic and then had that one spare and just did some real ghetto drum recording, no click, just some headphones, a SingStar mic and a condenser of some sort, and then just plugged in the guitar to the Focusrite and just started writing. It's kind of on a whim.
Yeah, and you can hear that sort of rawness in the tracks on the EP.
They're pretty jangly.
Are you happy with that? I think it sounds great. It sounds so sort of fuzzy and, I don't know, human and analog.
Yeah, I was originally just going to do them as like demo tracks, and then I kind of just liked how they sounded. I didn't think that they really needed to be any more hi-fi in a way, and they kind of suited the vibe, so I was like, I'll just put it out. Why not?
And how does that sound translate to live performances? Are you dragging your SingStar mic along to
I'm not dragging the SingStar mic along, unfortunately. But I think I've taught the band and they've picked up real well. And yeah, we'll be playing Tie the Tie tonight at Public Bar. Well, come check it out.
Let's have a listen to that and then we'll talk a bit more to Felix because I've got a few more questions I want to ask. This is Tie the Tie. That fabulous, fuzzy little track is Tie the Tie by Felix Bird, who is sitting with us in the studio if you're just tuning in. Okay, what's it like doing Felix Bird, which is your project, as opposed to your other bands? You've been in Park Flyers and a couple of others. Yeah. Is it different when you're sort of steering the ship?
Yeah, I feel like in Park Flyers and King Hit, which are my main two other bands, it's definitely a lot louder music. I mean, I wouldn't consider my solo project to be quiet, but it's like compared to being more screamo based like Park Flyers and real loud shoegazy kind of stuff in King Hit, it's nice to kind of almost mellow out a bit and kind of just bring it back to alternative rock, kind of slightly mellower music on my own.
Yeah.
I just sit there and tinker away at.
And do you have like a solo artist identity or is it just you? Because Felix Bird, that's your real legal name, right?
Yeah. It might get confusing later down the line, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, I do most of the writing and then I'll bring an idea to the band, which is kind of, at this point, it's kind of dubbed the Felix Bird Band in a way. It kind of gives it a second identity in a way. And then we'll kind of sometimes workshop it or just play it how I've got it, depending on what we feel it needs for a live setting compared to recorded, which in some of the earlier music from my haircut release, we play slightly different live to how it's recorded, and I think it translates really nicely.
Yeah, and you'll be playing Haircut at Public Bar tonight?
Yeah, I'll be playing 5 or so tracks off that album.
Yep. And everything from Blue Car and House, the EP?
I'm only playing one from that, and then I've got a whole bunch of new unreleased stuff as well that I'll be playing.
So things people can only hear if they
go to the gig.
Trot on up to Karanghape Road and go to it. How are tickets on the door? What's the buzz?
Is it 10 or 15 on the door? 15.
Yep, awesome.
Got Evie sitting next to me giving me all the information.
Thank you, Evie. That's very helpful. That sounds amazing. And what else do you have going on this year? Anything personal, professional, anything you're excited that's happening?
I've had some gigs line up down in Wellington, which I'm really stoked for. My mates Bleach are doing a headliner at San Fran, and they've just got Dropper on the bill as well. So cool. It'll be me and the band, Dropper and Bleach, and it's going to be a real good show. I'm super excited for that. Lining up a active live for the same day as well, which will be a busy day, but it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just hoping to get a few more shows under my belt, having only played my Wellington debut so far, and then tonight's the second one.
Oh, and while you're in Auckland, you're sticking around for Laneway.
Yeah, can't miss it.
Who are you excited about on that lineup?
Kind of everyone. I haven't caught Ringlets yet, so I'm definitely turning up early to see them.
Yeah.
That's another album I've been playing a lot, actually. And Geese, of course.
Yeah.
And Alex G, who I saw a few years ago in 2023 at the Power Station. That was really, really cool.
Amazing. Well, before you get to Let Loose at Laneway, you're performing tonight. So it's Felix Bird's debut Auckland show at Public Bar, January 29th, alongside Jack Bromwich and Benjamin Mack. That's tonight. What time should people get there?
8.
Cool.
Yeah.
Amazing. So thank you so much, Felix, for stopping by the studio.
Yeah, thank
really
you for having me.
Enjoyed chatting to you, and good luck for tonight.
Thank you. It's been great.